Sitka School District students bested the state average on the new assessments, which test to more rigorous educational standards in English and math. District-wide, 42% of students met standards in English language arts and 33% in math. More than 700 third through 10th grade students took the test in the spring. Statewide, 35% were proficient in English and 31% in math. While these numbers may seem low, Sitka School District Superintendent Mary Wagner says they were higher than she anticipated.
I was impressed with how our students did. We typically are just above the state average, and that's basically where we are. I expected to see more of an implementation dip than we saw. Our students did wonderfully well, considering everything new.
Notably, about half of the students tested in grades 3, 4, and 5 met the standards in English language arts. The new Alaska State standards, which closely follow the Common Core, went into effect last year. This was the first year students have been tested on the educational guidelines that emphasize more analyzation than memorization. Wagner says the new scores are not comparable to how kids fared in the past on the state standardized tests because the assessment and what students are being tested on is different.
The previous assessment and the previous standards were very specific. Students will learn how to multiply with three-digit numbers. And the new standards really look more at application. Yes, students need to do the math computation, but they need to think in terms of mathematical concepts. So that's a hard thing to measure on a fixed form assessment, whether that be paper and pencil or online.
The AMP test is being phased in over the course of four stages. Wagner says students will eventually be asked to perform tasks on the tests rather than simply filling in multiple choice answer bubbles. Eventually, she says, the assessments will be more diagnostic.
The results that we're seeing are the new baseline. Teachers are still learning the new standards. Students are still learning what the new standards are. And we'll continue to see growth. And as the test evolves itself, we'll be able to have more accurate information about a student's skill level.
Wagner says the district will break down and share full results with the school board at its meeting December 1st.